B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Leroy's your brother on the phone.
He is on the phone, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. His name is Daniel. And Leroy was just telling us off air that his brother got engaged over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I made a little bit of a comment that, you know, my engagement was, you know, a little more upper echelon.
Because it's a competition.
It's not. Who said it's not? Everything's a competition. Anytime you put a video or something like that, kind of a competition. But anyway, let's talk to Daniel. Yo.
Yes.
This is Leroy's brother, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
How are you?
I am great.
I know.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So he proposed to his fiance now during a dinner for your birthday. I like that. Nice touch.
It was really sweet.
Very nice touch.
Thank you.
I did the same thing. Now, how many people were at your...
You did the same thing?
I did the same thing, but how many people were at yours?
It was just her and I, and then my friend Shelby and Dunstan.
Why does that matter?
One, two, three, four. Because at mine, I had about 50 people, and I did it in front of an entire crowd.
So
I want...
What are you saying?
I mean, I think it's obvious that the V goes to RT. But that was a great effort. I like the...
Wait a minute.
What?
There's a competition for how many people you can get at your proposal?
Well, it's not a competition specifically between me and Daniel. It's more of a competition of anybody who's ever proposed to anybody and put it on some sort of video.
So if someone proposed, like, at a Red Sox game, they'd be beating you?
No.
Because there are that many more people there.
It depends. Now, we need to factor in a couple things. We need the surprise factor, which Daniel and I had. We both equaled it out. We evened it out because we did it on our birthday, which is huge. Because if you do it on Valentine's, Christmas, their birthday, that's played out. Even there was a ton of Mother's Day ones, and it's like, you can't do it on a day where they're already getting something. You know what I'm saying? But so you get a lot of, I say, like, on a scale of 1 to 5, we both got about a 4 or a 5 as far as the surprise factor, because they thought they were surprising us. Meanwhile, we hit them.
This is so ridiculous.
Now, where I beat Daniel was that he only did it with 4 friends at a restaurant. I did it at the gym where Nicole and I met. And they were doing this big grand reopening thing, and I interrupted the ceremony. There was about 60 people there. So,
that's like a nightmare for me.
And not just that, but I had a friend of mine in on it when I proposed to her with a little fake ring, and he came over and jacked it up even more and said, no, if you're going to give her a ring, give her a nice one like this one, her actual engagement. So I added another layer to it. Do you understand what I'm saying, Pebbles?
Mine was more intimate. It's kind of like, you know, Bruce Lee was like a finger pointing at the moon.
Yeah.
If you focus on his finger, you miss all the heavenly glory. So it's not about how many people were there.
Now, I understand what you're saying, but... You know, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, you have just, you know, Joe Public looking at both of our proposals. I think that...
Actually had the owner was there, and, you know, we had the whole, like, restaurant to ourselves. So, I mean, that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Oh, snap. You had the whole restaurant to yourself?
Okay.
Yeah.
There was no other customers there?
No. Everyone else had left.
I like that. No, I still won, but I do like that he gets a few more points.
I would argue you didn't win only because I feel like yours was a little more self-absorbed. Only because...
Well, that's, you know, on brand for him.
Right. Because you stole the thunder away from the people that were doing this grand reopening of their gym.
Yeah.
You stole their thunder with your proposal.
Which is why I get more points.
No.
I stole someone else's thunder.
No, it's not as authentic.
What matters is the person who's on the receiving end and what they, you know, appreciate. So for Nicole, it was great because she, you know, because of the way that you did it, and this worked for her.
Well, how about this, Pebbles? My proposal game is so strong, I bet you that if I propose to you, I could get you to say yes.
That's cute.
Okay, well, give me a song. And coming up next, I will get you to marry me.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.